Good evening, Rock world.
Talk Radio.
Good evening, world. This is the first ever show live from the compound. This is The Good Life. I'm your host, Michael Safosnik. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what the show is going to entail of. It is going to be Gonzo Radio, basically. Whatever we want to talk about, from funny text messages to books, girls, well, a lot about girls, recipes, politics, beer. As a matter of fact, let's stop it right there. As I'm about to pop open an Ithaca Flower Power beer, 12 ounces, 8% alcohol, and let's get this bad boy started. Smells delicious. I'm going to actually have a sip in a second. What Gonzo Radio is, it's going to be a show based on sports, basically. A lot of baseball. The Yankees are my life. I have Yankee seats in my basement. I live and die by them. It's going to be a lot of Kentucky basketball. We're going to get to that and how Coach Cal's lack of direction with these one-and-done kids cost Kentucky another big game. They had a foul to give against Indiana. We're going to get to that in a little while. We're going to get into a lot of football and how just, I don't want to speak about Tim Tebow, but again, the man is just, it's just, he leaves you speechless what he does. You watch him, he doesn't seem like he's a good quarterback, yet he eludes tackles left and right, and yet he won them another game. And I know I'm not the only one. I know the whole world's going to be watching next week's game against New England. Are the Denver Broncos this good? Is Tim Tebow the MVP in football? People are going to roll their eyes and say no, but why? He has 7 wins and 1 loss. Every game he's winning for them. One of my best friends, Nikki Dasha, who's going to be one of the celebrity call-ins. He's going to be a celebrity host on the show, a co-host with me in future episodes. He's the biggest Tebow fan I know. The man Tebow's after he takes a shit if he has a good wipe. And he's been on the Tebow bandwagon from the beginning. I was one of the people. And I can be honest with you, I think he's a gimmick quarterback. I don't think he's as good as people think he is, but yet the man just wins, 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 and wins. It's just, it's unbelievable. We're going to do a lot of fantasy football, a lot of fantasy basketball, which I'm about to get into. I have my draft one day next week. We're going to talk about the Knicks. I know I'm jumping all over the place. It's the first show. I just want to let you know it's just going to be about everything. Anything you want to call in and talk about. You had good sex last night, call in. If you had good food last night, call in. If you read a good book, I want you to call in. Right now, I think we might have one listener. He's going to be my co-host for most of the shows, Chuck Philpott. He's actually going to be calling in around 9 minutes. We're going to get his insight on the Jets and just everything. Let me take my first sip of this beer and let you know how it is. It's actually pretty damn good. Again, that's the Ithaca Flower Power Beer. It's an IPA beer. It's a solid beer. We actually have some confirmed celebrity guests on the show. We have Daniel Orton, former Kentucky basketball star, now with the Orlando Magic. First-round draft pick 2 years ago. He'll be calling into the show one day next week. We have Giants stud defensive end, number 99, the great Chris Canty, calling in. He'll be on the show. We have Matt Schaub, the dynamic fantasy stud quarterback who sucks. He got hurt this year as his team just clinched the first playoff spot. He'll be on here. We have Jen Dorobjanic, one of the best basketball players, female, ever on Staten Island, the winner of 3 Jakes Awards winner, a WNBA title, international basketball star, cover Wheaties. We have the aforementioned Nicholas Dasha, Wagner quarterback, drafted by the Kansas City Royals. We're going to get his buddy Mike Moustakas, one of the top rookie of the year prospects this year in baseball. He'll be on the show. Excuse me. We're going to do a few remote locations. We're going to be in Cooperstown, New York in a few weeks. We'll be doing a show from there. Chuck Philpott, myself. Hopefully Nikki Dasha will be there. Maybe Tommy Wolford, a friend CP3. We'll get somebody calling in. We're going to do a few shows on the beach from Yankee games. Let me get another sip of this beer. We have a first call, I believe. We have a first call. Let's see who's on the air here. Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
Hey, what's up? My name's Elwood, calling from Indianapolis. Went to the IU game last night. It was amazing. Did you get to watch it? where they
listen
beat
to me. I'm a
Kentucky.
Diehard Kentucky fan. It actually, oh my God, you didn't get me sick to my stomach. Is that what you're trying to do?
Oh, dude, it was great.
We needed
a win around here so bad.
It really
and
was. It was actually one of the best games I've ever seen in my entire life. I really mean that.
Second best for me, because at the Butler game,
okay,
they were throwing the ball for the NCAA, and I thought, this is it, and it missed. I had a flashback last night, but the ball went in. It was like, it was awesome.
You're close to that, the Duke game with Butler.
Yeah, I went to the NCAA game because it was just up the street from me, and the ball was flying in. You were like, yes, yeah, no. It was rough, but
yeah,
this
which
time
game,
it
by
went
the way?
In. Oh, Elwood.
Elwood, listen, real quick, the game, I'm in New York City. I'm reading the preview for the game, and I see Kentucky's only a 5-point favorite. And I'm like, why are they only a 5-point favorite? You got to tell me. Indiana, undefeated at home, they looked good, Indiana, man. They should have blew Kentucky out earlier on. They let Kentucky back in the game, and again, Coach Cal team misses free throws at the end. What do you expect?
Yeah, I agree. Indiana's doing better, constantly better. I mean, they're getting the old drive back the way it used to be. And Butler was
the Bobby Knight, right?
Yeah, well, not. Yeah, kind of. But what's funny is we were going to go up to Muncie to watch the Butler game against Ball State. And we said, nah, let's go down to Bloomington. And thank goodness we didn't, because Butler got beat. Because Butler's slipping, and IU's rising. And this, being from Indianapolis, it kind of sucks, because I like having a contender here in town. But
of course.
I don't think Butler's going to be able to hold it forever.
Oh, no,
but
no.
IU, I think the old days are coming back. It's like, yes, finally.
Now, quick question. I got to ask you, are you a Colts fan also?
Oh, fanatical.
You got to tell me. Are you guys drafted Andrew Luck? What's the scoop over there with that?
Well, I don't see how we can't get Luck, because I don't see how we're going to win a game.
You're getting the first pick overall.
I'm thinking that's going to happen. It's hard. Nobody knows for sure, because what do? Do you get rid of a proven winner for a young up-and-comer? Because you do realize we could get Andrew Luck and he wind up to be the next Brady Quinn.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I'm a huge Notre Dame fan, so.
Yeah, I used to go up to watch Brady play. I love Brady. I used to watch Drew Brees play. I love
Of course.
But I don't think those two people can work together. Peyton Manning is a control freak.
Okay.
Everything is Peyton Manning's way,
mm-hmm.
and Luck's not going to put up with this. Luck is not Curtis Painter.
No.
Curtis Painter sits back very quietly
mm-hmm.
and does whatever Peyton tells him, and
okay.
Luck's not going to do that. And it's going to be expensive to keep Peyton, because they got to give him a $20 million bonus or he becomes a free agent. And that's a lot of money to spend on somebody who will never play again. Somebody told me ESPN said he was out for the season tonight. I hadn't heard that.
Well,
what
Peyton
I heard
Manning?
Was... Huh? Yeah.
You talking about Peyton?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that yet.
Neither did I. What I heard from Jim Irsay was that Peyton Manning was done for 2011. And I've heard several Colts people say he's done for 2011. And as long as they keep saying that, be very suspicious that Peyton won't play in Game 16. Because you know when Game 16 is?
Mm-hmm.
1-1-12. So if they keep being very careful to say he'll never play in 2011, that doesn't mean he won't be in Game 16.
Okay, 2012. Okay. So let me ask you real quick before I let you go. Do you want Andrew Luck drafted by the Colts?
Yeah, if we can keep Peyton. I think that if here's the thing. This team is so skewed to do what Peyton Manning wants. If we get rid of him, it's going to take years to rebuild. And you're going to throw in some green quarterback with no backups. I've just let the cards play. I see both scenarios. I think Luck is the genuine deal.
Oh, me
I
too.
Think in
I
the
think
long run,
deal,
we're going to get a good quarterback. But I also know Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning, and we're never going to see the likes of him again, probably till we're gray-headed.
He leaves you speed.
I agree.
Well, he's my favorite player ever to watch, Peyton Manning. It's just...
Oh, dude, I got Peyton Manning calendar. You know what's funny? I got the 2011 Peyton Manning calendar. I'm going to save it, because how many people get a calendar for a year they never even played in? I'm keeping this, baby. This thing's amazing.
You better. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. Have a great time this year. You guys are hosting the Super Bowl this year, right?
Hey, when you get done with the show, check your Twitter, IGN, and we'll talk some Colts through the week.
Oh, without a doubt, man. Thank you. This is my first ever time messing around with this radio thing. I appreciate you calling, man.
I like your show, because... Talk about stuff other than football, if something, comes up. I thought, hey, I'm going to check this show out. So, yeah, I'll add you to the Twitter and keep you what's going on with the Super Bowl and stuff.
And any Indiana sports thing you got, throw my way, and I'll follow you on Twitter, man. I really appreciate it.
I'm 9 blocks from the Super Bowl. I'm the man to know this year. So
that's unbelievable. And your town's going to be awesome for the Super Bowl, right? Because New York's getting in a couple of years, but I don't know, it's probably going to be snowing out here, so it's going to suck.
Nah, you can handle it. Indianapolis and New York snows. We can handle it. It's when they have it in these states that, like Texas and places where it snows once every 10 years, they freak out. So, I'm not too worried. Okay,
no,
guys.
I appreciate you
calling,
man. Hopefully
I'll be listening.
Soon.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Well, that was actually great. We got Elwood calling from Indiana. It's the first time I'm ever messing around with the show. I got a caller. Of course, he's going to break my heart talking about Kentucky. Another Coach Cal team, 10 from for 17 from the line, 58%. And then Indiana goes 14 for 18, 83%. That's just the story of Coach Cal's career. He did it in UMass with Marcus Camby. Ironically enough, when Kentucky beat them in the Final Four in 96. Does it against with Memphis with Derrick Rose. It's frustrating. And I know the team's so good. He gets all these one-and-done players. What are you going to do? Anyway, we're going to get back to, we have some celebrity callers, like I said, Chris Canty, Daniel Orton, Matt Schaub. The only reason I know those Canty and Schaub is from University of Virginia, where one of my best friends ever went. So we have that coming up. Again, this is my beer. A buddy of mine, Chuck's calling up in a few minutes. Probably one of the most knowledgeable sports fans. You can tell this kid to watch the Appalachian State football game. He'll tell you everyone he knows. And actually, here's Chuck right now.
Chuck, hey, what's up, Mike?
How's my best friend's doing tonight?
No, we're all doing great. How you doing?
Doc, I'm thrilled you called. I wish you'd be sitting in my house right now having a beer with me, but I know you don't leave your house on Sundays for the Jet game. So what's going on, buddy?
Well, tomorrow I'll be there. Nothing, just watching a Tebow game. How about you? It was amazing.
Chuck, I'll be honest. Your best friend, Nikki Dasha, he's been on the Tebow bandwagon from day one. He boggles my mind, Tebow. It's not even normal anymore. It really isn't, Chuck.
Nah, man. Ever since his Florida days, it's just like, how does he do it? He makes his defense and his kicker better even.
All right, Chuck, let me introduce you, Chuck, because I know Justin's listening, Jen Dev's listening, Erica's listening. Elwood from Indiana. Chuck, we just had an Indiana calling up, calling about Kentucky.
Oh, how are you doing?
Big win
yesterday.
Yeah, Chuck, please, Chuck. The Christmas tree went through the wall. All right. This is Chuck Philpott, one of my closest and best friends. He's one of the most loyal, knowledgeable, and hands-down passionate sports fan I know. I'm going to hit Chuck with a few questions in a minute. I want to hear his opinion. I just want to tell everybody the loyalty Chuck has and the passion. Yankees lose. Chuck, how bad was that Thursday night, Chuck, when the Yankees lost this year in the playoffs?
Was there a reason to live?
I get a text message from Chuck. My car is facing the wall. Give me a reason to live. Chuck, what was my response, Chuck?
You have none.
I have no reason to live. Also, Chuck and I, what we do is we watch Man vs. Food. And what do we do, Chuck? We just go to all these different places and just we went to Permanente Brothers, Brennan and Cars. We kill it. All right, Chuck, I got to ask you, Chuck.
All right.
How about the Jet game today? I know you're going to go right up. Start with Leonard because you're a negative Jet fan. Start with Leonard. What happened, Chuck?
Leonard, that is one of the guys, if you made me write a list before the year, who I said can't get hurt. We need him. And it's heartbreaking, honestly, to have him get hurt. And so just to lose him is ridiculous. So it's going to be hard to overcome with Brodnie Poole and Eric Smith constantly make mistakes.
Chuck, I'll tell you this, Chuck. This is for all listeners, all five of them right now. When something bad happens in a Yankee game or a Florida football game, and especially a Jet game, the first thing I do is go to Chuck's Facebook. Leonard gets hurt. 30 seconds later, the season's over. You got to love the optimism, Chuck. I love it.
No, I'm here.
Chuck, obviously, you guys blew out KC. We knew that was going to happen. You got three tough games. Are you nervous, especially the way the Eagles played today?
Okay, that's what I was going to get to.
Thank you.
We are versing, if you look at our record, probably one of the easiest, if you look at our remaining schedule, one of the easiest remaining schedules. But if you look at the teams we're versing, you have the Eagles, who before the year they were Super Bowl contenders. So they have the talent, they're just not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the Giants, who are probably the best 6-6 team I've ever seen in my life. And then you got the Miami Dolphins, who are playing great with Matt Moore and Brandon Marshall, and their defense is always tough. And it's a rivalry game, so... I hope that game doesn't mean anything, because that means we're going to be in the playoffs, or, you know, hopefully it means a lot. That means we're working for the playoffs.
Can you guys sweep and win all three, realistically?
I mean, I guess so, yes. I mean, sure. Why not? We have a good defense. We play a complete game like we did today. We should, but obviously the Giants are not no... I mean, even with Mike Vick, you can't count them out, but the Giants are a great team.
All right, Chuck,
so
a couple things
tough,
quick.
But...
I'm going to jump around. The Knicks, obviously, beyond excited about signing Tyson Chandler. Beyond
I mean,
excited.
I have a smile on my face right now. You can see my face.
I saw, Chuck, the minute Tyson Chandler signs, your BBM status goes right to a picture of the big three, him, Amari, and Melo. Chuck,
I mean, that's a great big three. Best front court in the NBA.
Hands down. Are you happy with the Bibby signing?
I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, what do you expect with a veteran point guard? He's going to be our backup point guard. He had a down year last year, but I looked at his stats over his career. He's averaging 15 points. He could shoot a three-pointer, so
Chuck,
he's not a great defender, but, you know, not bad.
Chuck, I wanted Baron Davis. That's what I really wanted.
Yeah, but he wants the ball too much. He's a ball hog.
I know. He's a big guy, and when we face Derrick Rose and these kind of guys, he's the kind of guy we're going to need. All right, Chuck, let me hear before I let you go. Prediction for tonight's Giants game. Don't tell me because I'm a Giants fan. I want the truth. What do you think?
Giants-Cowboys? I'll tell you what, it's going to be a close game. It can go either way. But truthfully, the Giants' season's on the line, so I'll give it to the Giants.
Really? They're getting 3 points, Chuck. The underdogs, they're in Dallas. You think they're going
to
win the game?
I would take the 3 points. I think so. I think that the season's on the line. They have to win.
What are you doing the rest of the night, Chuck? Anything good?
No, I'm just going to be watching the games. Watching Dexter later.
Chuck,
I have season
Dexter,
one, by the way.
DVD's come yet?
Yes, it's there. I'll give them to you tomorrow when we do this tomorrow.
All right, Chuck, do you want to go to any food place tomorrow?
Let's go. Let's pick a place and we'll go. Pizza place.
Okay, how about we go to – listen to me. I have an idea for you. How about we either go to a nice pizza place in Brooklyn or you want to go to Lombardi's in the Village? You tell me, Chuck, right now.
Either or.
All right, Chuck.
Lombardi's.
I'll let you go.
I don't know. Whatever.
I really appreciate you calling, Chuck. I'm going to give you a call later on tonight.
All
right. And we'll figure out tomorrow. And tomorrow you're going to be the co-host. And I feel bad for the six people listening right now because we're all over the place. But tomorrow we're going to have an actual show format. We're going to go through our fantasy playoffs, which both of us are in.
Yeah.
Chuck, maybe we'll do a little fantasy basketball. We'll hear your take on the Pujols, C.J. Wilson. Some Yankee talk. You down with that, Chuck?
I can't wait.
My man, I really appreciate you calling, Chuck.
I have more to talk about the Knicks, too, so let's go.
Chuck, before you go, what do you got on the Knicks? Big guy, tell me.
For tomorrow. I'll prepare a lot for tomorrow.
All right, Chuck, I got all these different beers, too, we're going to try, right?
Okay, deal.
My man, have a good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Stay
right,
up, Indiana.
No, Chuck, come on, Chuck. You know they broke my heart yesterday. Come on.
I know. Well, I'm happy he's listening.
All right, give a shout out to Indiana. Elwood in Indiana. Chuck, give him a shout out.
Hey, man. Congrats on yesterday, and let's go Zeller.
And, Chuck, he was actually telling me before that he wants to get Luck. He wants him to draft Andrew Luck.
Oh, you have to.
He was saying Payne's a control freak, though, Chuck.
You only have 30 minutes, so we'll wrap it up and do it tomorrow.
Chuck, I love you, big guy. Thank you for calling, my man.
Love you too,
buddy. All right, guys, that was Chuck Philpott. I can't emphasize the passion that man has for sports. The Yankees lose a game. I'm gonna give you a quick rundown of how passionate Chuck and I are about the Yankees. In my basement, I have 2 Yankee seats from Yankee Stadium. I had season tickets packaged probably for around 6 years. I slept outside in 1998 and 1999 for World Series tickets. I actually played hooky from high school, and I was on the front page of the New York Post saying that I slept outside for 3 days for tickets. Yankees lose on a Thursday night. I sat in silence in my house, crying basically that I'm never going to root for them again. I always compare myself to a battered wife with my teams, the Giants, Kentucky, and the Yankees, Notre Dame football. I truly feel like I'm a battered wife. No matter how much they beat me, how much they do this and that, whenever they stop playing well, it's like they're promising me they're going to stop beating me, they're going to stop hitting me, and then, right, everything's good, you think they'd give you a piece of jewelry, and they hit you again, they bring you down. But I read a great book, it's called The Tragic Inner Life of Sports Fans. The name of the book is True Believers, and they say you triumph with your team in victory, but you truly fall in love with your team in defeat. And it's true. Your team loses, you're devastated. Personally, I can't sleep. When the Yankees lost, I actually took a day off from work. Chuck and myself drove down to the Jersey Shore. In October, it was empty. We got a nice room front ocean view hotel room. We just sat there, basically in silence. We had a few beers. We actually went out, had some drinks, but it was just, it's devastating. You fall in love with these teams, and they kill you, man. It's It's tough. All right, listen, I'm going to end the show up. We did a quick 20 minutes. I know I jumped all over the place, and I apologize about that. It's the first show I ever did. I'm sitting here in my little computer room with a beer in my hand, and my beer's low. So tomorrow when Chuck and I do the show, we'll have a shitload of beer ready for everybody. We like to travel. I don't know if everybody wants to follow along. I know a few people are texting me as we speak that they're listening. All my friends, no one knew. And then we watch Demand vs. Food, the Travel Channel, and just go to all these different food places. Tomorrow we're going to go to Lombardi's in Little Italy, in the Village in New York City, and go to the first ever pizzeria. We actually went to Primanti Brothers in Pittsburgh, and we actually bring in a car where they soak your sandwich in roast beef. It was just phenomenal. Tomorrow's show, we're going to get some music going, too. We're going to have some clips, different audio clips. We didn't know how to upload them today. Chuck's finally going to leave his house tomorrow. That's always a plus. Tomorrow we're going to talk about basically the same thing. We're going to get more in-depth in a few different sports topics. We're going to talk about more football. We're going to do the breakdown of a few games, say, obviously the Jet game because of Chuck. We'll do the Giant game. Hopefully the Giants play well. We'll have Chris Canty call in. And the reason, like I said, I'll name drop a little bit. The reason I'm pretty close with Chris Canty is my best friend. His name is Justin Walker. He played at the University of Virginia on a full athletic scholarship for football. Him and Chris were roommates and just became best friends. I've hung out at Chris's house in Alpine, New Jersey. He's just a great guy. I texted him today, and he said he has no problem calling my show. Hopefully they win. It'll be a little spot. Mike Francesa and those other guys aren't getting Chris Canty. We'll get Chris Canty to give us a call tomorrow. Hopefully we'll do the show tomorrow. I'm actually doing overtime tomorrow from midnight to late in the morning. So maybe we'll have Chris call in tomorrow, maybe around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. We'll see when I can schedule him to do the show. He's actually a great guy. Let me get another sip of beer here. All right, well, tomorrow maybe we'll talk about a couple of books I'm reading now. Avid reader. Like, again, we'll have some good songs going. We'll break down, obviously, the Tebow game. I'm getting more texts. I guess someone put on Facebook that Chuck and I are going to do a radio show. So tomorrow we're going to answer some fantasy football questions. But hopefully we'll hold them off maybe to later on in the week. We'll have everybody win their fantasy playoffs, even though last 4 years, I'm in the Final Four. Last 4 years, no chip. Baseball, last 5 years, the playoffs, one championship, one for none. The Buffalo Bills with one win in these fantasy sports. Again, thanks everybody for calling in. Chuck and Elwood, I appreciate that a lot, Elwood. I know it's great to finally have a anti-Kentucky fan break my heart, ruin my night again. I was actually getting over it. Tomorrow, hopefully, we have some new callers come in. I'll have all my friends call. I wasn't even sure if this show was going to be on the air. The fact that it rolled like this is awesome. We'll have new beers tomorrow. We'll describe the beer we're talking about. Sports. We'll do some recipes, and that's it. Everyone have a great night. God bless, and drive home safely. Thank you, everybody. Good night. This has got to be The Good Life with Mike Sofosnick. Bye.